Welcome back. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 11 of Maseches Trumos. We left off discussing these arguments between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua, and that's exactly where we pick up today. Says the Mishnah, Se'ar Truma Shanafla Alpi Megura. Let's say you have a Se'ah of Truma that fell on top of chulin grain that was at the opening of like a storehouse. So again, you are looking at a storehouse, and it's all chulin, it's all, you know, non-truma food, and you have a seah of truma that happens to fall on top of all of this chulin. So you're going to lose all of it. What do you do? Ukifa'a. And then you skim off the top layer of the grain after you know that the truma fell in it. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, says, Im yesh bakafoy me'asa. If the skimmed layer, that plus the rest of the grain that's in this storehouse has 100 seah of chulin, and the amount of truma that fell in is 1 seah, so ta'ala be'echad umeya, the truma is then going to be nullified in this 101 total seah that is there. And Rabbi Yeshua says, lo ta'ala, no, it's not going to be nullified in that, even though there is the right amount necessary, because since the bottom of the pile is absolutely still chulin, and there's no way that it would have mixed in with this top part, so you can't say that it's going to be batel. You're not good to go, according to Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua says, when the seah of truma fell on top of the schulin grain at the opening of this storehouse, so one should, what they should do is they should take off the top layer of the grain so that all of the truma will have been removed, which is an unbelievable statement, because essentially what this opinion of what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is that we may not actually believe in bittul. We don't believe in nullification when it comes to truma. How does bittul actually work? Well, it doesn't. All you have to do is take off enough from the mixture that the truma fell into that you can be sure that the truma is gone, and then you're good to go. Well, okay, I don't know if we needed Rabbi Yeshua to tell us that. I think anyone could have figured that out. So it's an incredible statement from Rabbi Yeshua that all you have to do is take off this top layer of grain, and then you'll be good to go, as long as you can be sure that you took off enough grain that would for sure include the truma. The imkain, if this is true, that taking off some of this green is able to permit it. So says the Mishnah, Lam Amru Truma Ola Bechad Umeya. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, what case would he say that the rabbis tell us that when you want to nullify Truma, you have to have 100 pieces of chulin to the one piece of Truma, so that it's batel, so that's nullified, in 101. What's that all about according to Rabbi Yeshua? Because it seems like he's saying, we don't believe in bittul at all. Why not just skim off all of the enough of the grains that it would seem like, you know, you're taking care of removing the entirety of the truma? So here's what Rabbi Yeshua would say, and here's how Rabbi Yeshua justifies all of this. The rabbis, according to Rabbi Yeshua, say that we have this concept of bittul, and we don't know whether the truma and the chulin became mixed together. Meaning, after the truma fell on top of the pile, and so you know there's truma in there, so you don't know if it became mixed in or what's going on. Oh, la'ayin nafla, or you don't know where in the pile the truma fell into, because it could have fallen into anywhere, so skimming off won't actually help. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, if you don't know whether it's mixed in, or you don't know where it fell, so that's where the rabbis say we believe in this concept of bittul. But other than that, says Rabbi Yeshua, just take off as much as you know. If it fell on the top, and you know it's approximately this amount, so just take off the top, and you'll be good to go. That is Mishnah Yud Aleph. Then says Mishnah Yud Beis, Shtei Kupos Ushtei Meguros. So let's say you have two boxes or two storehouses that each have one of these boxes in one of these storehouses is 50 seah of chulin, and the other one is 50 seah of chulin. So in other words, you can see where this is going. Together, they make 100, but individually, they're only 50 seah. Shenafla saw truma latocha achas mehen, and the seah of truma fell in to one of them, in yadua. You don't know which one it fell into. Malus zo zo. So incredible, says the Tanakama, that each of these rooms can nullify each other such that we combine them, since it could have been either one it fell into, and we just don't know, so we combine them. So we say it's 100 combined, and therefore the Truma will have been batel into these rooms or into these boxes. Now, says the Mishnah, an even more lenient perspective, Rabbi Shimon says, "Afilu him b'shtei ayaros," even if the two boxes are in different cities, right? So in other words, according to the Tanakhama, the understanding is that you have one box over here, one box over there, relatively close to each other, and so, okay, they could combine. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, even if these storehouses or if these boxes are in different cities, and you just don't know which one the Truma fell into, Malos Zo et Zo, and the halacha is that they can nullify each other such that as long as the contents of both of the boxes or both of these storehouses are part of this singular situation of doubt, I guess you have to get creative in terms of what the actual case might have been. So, but whatever it is, they'll both be viewed as combining and thereby nullifying the Truma, and that is a major leniency that Rabbi Shimon has. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Yud Beis, and God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Yud Gimel. Have a wonderful day.